that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's good news. That is a high calling. Besides this, give all diligence to add to your faith.
And let me tell you, if anyone ever tells you you have to add anything to the gospel I just preached, to just receive Jesus, believe in him, trust in him for your salvation, and come to church and tithe, well, that's not required, but I really suggest you do follow that. If anyone tells you to add anything to that, don't listen to that person. If anyone tries to tell you that you need to be righteous or anything like that, oh, no, that's all works. You're not supposed to do any works. Works are bad. Just believe. Just trust in Jesus. If you try to do works, you probably mess them up. The next thing you'll be doing is trying to become a pastor like me, and I really don't need any competition.
Don't add to your faith, no. They don't want you to add to your faith. You know why? Because they're dogs. They're evil workers. They're the concision. The chopper uppers, man. They're not circumcising your heart. They're chopping up your soul into little pieces. Hacking up the word. Wrongly dividing. You add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge, knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, to patience, godliness, to godliness, kindness, to kindness, love. And even more. It doesn't end there, believe me. Love, joy, peace. How do we add those things? I mean, by a law? No, by faith. Believe that those things are going to be added to you. And God will add them to you. Isn't that a little simplistic? It's simple, but it's not simplistic. If it was so simple, then people would get it, I suppose. It's, I think, a little bit above some people for some reason. It's not that they don't receive things by faith, because they do, but they don't receive the right things by faith. So you can believe in all sorts of things. See, everyone adds to their faith. Everyone adds to the gospel. They got, you know, they'll say, "All you Romans 10 road, man, all you got to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead and you'll be saved." Hey. But then you add things to that. Everyone adds to things. That's the foundation. And you got to take heed how you build on that foundation or your structure will not stand. And people may build on that foundation all kinds of things. And sometimes within the foundation itself, there are flaws. Because Christ has not been properly laid as their foundation. And he is not the foundation. You know, there's a point in my life where I studied a long time. And then I got the Holy Ghost. And I really had to kind of start over from scratch about the way I looked at doctrine and stuff. You know, I tried not to hold anything over. You know, I tried to make all things new. Every time I go through. I always try to constantly, like it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing is renovation. You know? There's a renewing of the mind that goes on. I don't want to get stuck in my old ways. I don't know what's right now is tomorrow's past. I don't want to look back at this and be always resting on it myself. People will listen to it probably for a while. I'm sure people will get to this study. Some, a few. I'm telling you. This is 2009. I'm going to be going forward from here. So you're just kind of listening to my past. The past of my future. Because I'm going to press toward the mark. So what is the mark? The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is the mark to which I am shooting. I tell you what. See, man will say, "Well, that's too much. I'll shoot for kind of Christ-like." And then instead of trying to obtain it by faith, I'm just going to go get one of these books that Pastor so-and-so wrote. You know, 10 Steps to Becoming a Better Christian. Or this other one here by Dr. So-and-so, How to Have a Christian Marriage. Or this book by Dr. So-and-so, How to Overcome this problem or that problem, or this, you know, this book, how to overcome sexual addictions, or this book, how to overcome, blah, 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 blah. You're not seeking it by faith. The whole Christian self-help thing is an affront to faith. It is. Because you don't need that crap. You don't need it. It is dog food. Beware of dogs, man. Beware. Because they're not calling you to something high. They're calling you to something... They'll say it's high, but it's like the high calling of Christ is perfection. We're not, don't expect to be perfect, but you know what? We'll get you pretty good. It's not acceptable. That's not the high calling of Christ. And the thing is that people think they're doing good. And you know what? And I honestly, I have a lot of pity for them because it's like, you know what? They're really trying. And I pray that God would look on their efforts and the sincerity thereof. And you know, I have no doubt that if people are sincerely trying, that God has put something in their heart to try. And that if they really have faith that he will help them obtain the promises, and that they will come to know the promises and believe in them. That's what I pray. Verse 15, let us therefore as many as be perfect. Well, wait a second, he said he wasn't perfect. Wait a second, whoa. Verse 12 says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But then he says, let us therefore as many as be perfect, or are perfect, or whatever. But there's a verb implied, it's are perfect, really. Let us be thus minded. If in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal. So wait. So we are perfect, are supposed to have what mind? The mind, he says, above. You know, this thing I forget the things which are behind. I press forward to the things that are in front of me, to the high calling of Christ Jesus. That is the mindset. That is the perfect mindset. There is a perfection to which we have attained. And that all God's works are perfect. We are his works. Right? But don't slap yourself on the back and congratulate yourself on perfection. Please. Take this in the proper spirit in which it is intended. You know what I mean? In all humility. And not desiring vainglory. Or, praise of men. Or even praise yourself. Or even taking confidence in the flesh. And so, like we says, if you in anything be otherwise minded. Yeah, well... You know, with those things, it was once, you know, that Paul may be right about some things, but I can't overcome this.